Today at Kwarinam, December 21st, the first day of Panchaganapati. The Hindu festival at this holiday season of the year is for 5 days. Today is the first when close family and friends come together and share gifts in joy and happiness. We have a big picture, a statue of Panchaganapati, all decorated with lights, receiving all the gifts that close family and friends give to him, to later be given out to the children from Lord Ganesha himself on the fifth day. Visitors are here today, Janaka and Bhavani Param, back from India, where their son, Param Jyoti, married a lovely girl, Deepa. He first had to become a Brahmin and have his Upanayana sacrament. And then the wedding sacrament followed. It was a wonderful ceremony. About 350 people, mostly all relatives of her family, joined. Janaka and Bhavani have been members of Saivasiddhanta Church for about 30 years. And they prayed to Lord Shiva for his son to become a Saiva Swami some 25 years ago, and today, he is one of our Saiva Swamis. Prayer is a wonderful advent in life. Have you ever prayed and your prayer has been answered? Prayer is different than affirmation because prayer is talking to devas and mahadevas. Devas are angels and mahadevas are big angels and the gods. In the Hindu pantheon of gods, there were over 330 million. That's quite a collection of gods, isn't it? One for every department of life, and there are many, many, many helpers. Well, we talked to 80 wonderful people at Loganathan Stevens Cohen Gallery in Los Angeles, who all gathered together to look at the new book and study it, Lemurian Scrolls. And some had been reading Dancing with Shiva. Well, they ask a lot of questions. I was on the telephone talking through a big speaker amplifying system at Cohen Gallery. We had a wonderful time together. And we invited each and every one there to come to our cyberspace ashram every day. And we'd also like to invite you, the Cohen Gallery congregation, to join me in June on an Inner Search Travel Study program that Himalayan Academy, that's Himalayan Academy, our school, is conducting on a ship going from Vancouver to Anchorage, Alaska. When we get off the ship, we're going to dedicate a Lord Ganesha temple in Anchorage, Alaska. Lord Ganesha settling down in that cold, cold place to warm the hearts of all the Hindus in Alaska. It will be eventually a very important place of pilgrimage. We don't have the land yet, so he'll settle down in someone's very large home or a rented facility until the land is purchased and a beautiful temple built for him. Well, everyone, some of the questions that came up today at Cohen Gallery, very, very interesting. We talked about meditation. We talked about controlling the breath. We talked about controlling the mind. All the standard questions that beginners ask. How can we control thoughts that go in and out of the mind? Well, there are five states of mind. The conscious mind, the subconscious mind, the sub of the subconscious mind, the superconscious mind, and its subconscious, the sub-superconscious mind. So, the question is, how do we know what area of the mind we are aware in? Well, first we have to study the mind, and we have to do beginning practices. To meditate is like learning a fine art, such as dance, such as music, such as painting. We don't just pick up a paintbrush and begin to paint. We just don't begin to dance without a lot of training. We don't put a violin under our chin and start to play. No way can that ever produce music. We have to start at the beginning. You have to find a teacher who is patient, who is kindly, who will help you, who will encourage you, who will also discipline you, and you will also have to be open to correction and criticism. Now, all professional people like criticism. There's not one professional person that just soaks up the praise and then resents criticism because it's unprofessional. And that means a lot, being professional and unprofessional. So learning to meditate is a professional art, as professional as standing at an operating table, making that first cut, and then proceeding until the operation is complete and the person is within the healing process. It's not sitting and closing your eyes and watching your thoughts. When you sit and close your eyes and watch your thoughts, you are in the intellectual mind. That's very different than the perceiving area of the mind where you perceive, you know, but you don't think. We went into all these various and varied subjects. It was a wonderful time talking to each and every one of you at Cohen Gallery, and thank you for inviting me. We're looking forward. Loganathan and Yatrika for our next gathering. Maybe we can make it monthly. Well, I'll be seeing you again tomorrow, and send in your questions. And if you want to travel with me to Alaska, well, up, up and away to Vancouver. And then we sail away to beautiful Anchorage, among the glaciers and the polar bears and the big, big fish called whales. Om Namah Shivaya, everyone. Tune in again tomorrow to Cyberspace Ashram, today at Kwarinam. It'll be the second day of the Hindu festival, Pancha Ganapati.